Mexico's incoming president has promised dramatic policy changes for the country's border region. The goal is to promote economic development with lower taxes and higher wages. But what could those changes mean for communities on both sides of the line? From the KJZZ Fronteras desk in Hermosillo, Mexico, on the eve of the inauguration of the new president, Murphy Woodhouse reports.
In a cavernous Nogales, Sonora factory, ergonomic furniture is being sewn, pieced, and pounded together. New York-based HumanScale has 180 workers here. But as big as the plant is, it's just one of dozens of export manufacturing facilities, or maquiladoras, in the border city. It employs just a fraction of the more than 40,000 in the industry locally. Plant manager Daniel Rivera.
Our market is all around the world. We have customers on the East Coast. We have another facility in California. From here, we can cover the central. The needs are equally distributed.
On the mind of Rivera and his industry colleagues, the length of the U.S.-Mexico border is a package of border reforms proposed by incoming Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, known universally as AMLO. AMLO and his center-left party Morena hope to cut taxes, double the minimum wage, and equalize fuel prices with American sellers within a thin strip of the northern border. The idea is to promote economic development at the frontier and staunch U.S.-bound migration. With a landslide victory for Morena in July delivering strong legislative majorities, those changes are likely coming soon. While some are concerned about the unintended consequences of intervention in labor and fuel markets, business leaders are cautiously optimistic about what that will all mean for Nogales, Sonora.
The what sounds very good. The how is what we're waiting for.
Wendy Molina is head of the local Maquiladora Association. She thinks the lower sales and business taxes could be a boon for border residents and investment. But she had a suggestion for how to minimize the impact of the wage increases.
Hopefully it's in steps so people can get prepared and the companies, the investors can get prepared for the changes as well.
But many companies are already close to compliance. Eliezer Coronado, head of the Nogales Industrial Relations Association.
It's going to affect us, but minimally, because right now everybody's paying above minimum wage.
Coronado says the average maquila wage is around $7.70 per day, nearly twice the current minimum wage. Wages are still likely to rise across the board, and prices could too. But companies like HumanScale are also working on ways to run more efficiently, to keep prices down. Plant manager Rivera.
We are not looking necessarily to make a price increase. What we're looking to do is, how can we become more competitive?
Many companies will also see cost reductions due to the proposed slashing of business taxes. Nearby, maquila worker Jesus Ernesto Lopez Rubio and his family were catching a bus to the city center before his graveyard shift at a local maquila. He welcomed the changes, even though he and his wife make substantially more than the proposed new minimum wage. He says he'll still benefit, but there are a lot of people earning less that would benefit even more. Just a few miles north, shoppers are browsing along Morley Avenue, the historic heart of retail in Nogales, Arizona. Most are Mexican nationals crossing over from Sonora. Most sales tax revenues come from them. A weak peso and long border waits have hammered local retailers in recent years. Many also feel that concertina wire recently installed on the border by the U.S. military doesn't help. Evan Corey's family owns two of the longest-standing stores on Morley, including the bridal shop where we met, just a stone's toss from a small border crossing.
Evan.
Hi.
He takes me up to his second-floor office, past rows of smart gowns awaiting modifications.
If the people are more secure economically, that means that they're more secure to shop.
Lower taxes on the Mexican side may mean more shop there. But he says higher wages and the prospect of increased investment are good news for both sides of Nogales. The border can't block a rising tide. Just outside, Miriam Robles and her daughter were doing some holiday shopping. As with many Nogales, Sonora residents, such trips are almost weekly. And with the reforms, it's going to be the same, she says. But she hopes to soon be crossing with more money. Murphy Woodhouse, KJZZ News, reporting from Nogales, Arizona.